I'd like to get a distilled 2-3-4 minute summary of what just happened. Should I ask y'all to fill me in? Ask Jughead to fill me in? What just happened? Someone want to volunteer to give me a distilled summary? Kip, why don't we start with you?
Sure.
Mary wants to adjust this.
We had some exercises where we interacted as a group.
Okay. And we just small groups, yes? Or large groups?
As one large group.
Okay.
And first we discussed barriers to self-honesty.
Okay.
So everyone, or not everyone, so most people volunteered what their barriers were to self-honesty.
Okay.
And then we did a exercise, I guess, the first one, where Neha played the soul, I guess, and then people played the material senses. Another
really?
Person was
false ego,
sense of guilt, and basically her obstructions, her barriers in self-honesty.
Yeah, okay.
And then there were, the other side was the spiritual master, Krishna himself, an association of devotees.
Okay.
So each person represented each symbol or each thing, I guess.
Okay.
And then we had to naturally tell how we felt in that situation. Each person had to tell how they felt exactly. So for example, they would be running away from, you know, material senses and false ego. And the false ego would be like chasing her the whole time.
Where do you think you're going?
And then she would be feeling uncomfortable with those, you know, those obstructions, and slowly she would try to get detached from that mood and go towards Krishna and spiritual mastery. So that was the first exercise we implemented, and I wasn't there for the second one.
Okay, who was there for the second one? This is like what you did, and then the next thing is what did you learn? Or was it just fun? Someone from the ladies side over here. Yes?
Well, sure, the importance of you can't really just get rid of all these obstructions by yourself. You need someone to pull you out of it, you can't pull yourself out from it. So you need someone like here, like, devotee
peers and like mentors, might be someone who can guide you. Okay. That was, you shared your understandings about that, and that was one of the things that was shared?
That's,
is that what happened?
That's something
I saw. Huh?
That's something I saw.
Okay. A little more? Anyone else? Neha was the chief actress, so I'm not going to call on her. Anything? On what else happened, or what you learned, or?
Well, we also did this other exercise when we had self-honesty, and someone who, like Shweta was self-honesty, and someone had to, and she was standing, like, on one side of the room, and one person had to put them on like a scale of 0 to 100, where they are on that path, and then they could ask for people to support him, and especially the spiritual master, and also like their peers on the same like level as them, and also like senior devotees and people who are ahead in that path who could like go forward with them.
Hmm. How did Shweta do?
She was so fun.
She was what?
She was the goal. She was
the yeah, but so how did she do? How did she do?
She got a little tired and no one was actually cheating her. She got a little tired.
What was your realization from all of that?
You need help and you can't do it alone.
You need?
Help.
Help. Okay. Anyone else want to volunteer? Yeah?
Something I realized by being the soul in that position is that as resources keep coming, like you just need a few resources to get rid of so many different barriers. That's the point Chuckie ended up making. And like I just really realized that like it's the thing that brought me up was, well, first I paid a visit or bowed down to the spiritual master, and then Krishna came, and Shastra came, and then my peers came, someone that I look up to. And then the one that really, really brought me up was having supportive parents and having a mentor. So I'm realizing that that's what's going to keep me going and reaching that goal, going to the other side.
Yes.
In respect to what she said, I also discussed how like it has to be individual. Efforts have to be individual to achieve that goal. Like we were talking about that example of a flock of birds when they were
yeah.
So even though they separate, they still have to have that individual goal, and that's the only way they can. And that's one of the ways they can achieve the goal, is by individual.
Okay. Anyone else? Did you do any of this processing after? With the group? Did the group do any of the processing like this? I'm just asking for information.
Yeah. Well, I just asked them if they had any questions.
Okay.
They had a few.
Okay.
That's when the example of the birds and Prabhupada talking about how, you know, the pilot may learn to fly with another pilot.
Yeah.
One thing that Shneha shared was we had a very long list of the barriers for self-honesty, but the resources of the aides were just a handful. So again, Srila Prabhupada's example, one kick of the boot. So that was a realization also there.
Okay. Last call? Some input here? Okay. An hour and 15 minutes to go. I have a choice to make. Well, maybe I'll let you make the choice. There's a path I want to go down somewhere while we're together is how chanting of the holy name, whether it's chanting japa or kirtan, chanting the holy name relates to self-honesty. How in a relationship, because there's a relationship with Krishna, there's self-honesty, or there's honesty or not honesty in a relationship. And how honesty in a relationship with Krishna is our real challenge, and that to the success that we can do that, we can have honesty in other relationships. And then spend some time chanting japa together with those thoughts. That's one exercise we'll do at some point. Another is to hear Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. This is more concept building, to take the assistance of one great acharya and hear from him what self-honesty is and how to fulfill it or how to act in self-honesty. It's one or the other. I had planned to do them both with a little break in between. Maybe do the japa because that's something that we all do, or chanting. These are some thoughts on chanting of the holy name. So there's, if you're avid note takers, there's 11 points, and I'm just going to go through them. And if you like, I'll circulate electronic copy of my notes, and then you can all look at those later on. Do we want this, or do we need this? The button is on.
Sure.
Okay. Now that one's on. Okay. Okay. Number one. This is just a fact that we're forgetful of. We are fully and eternally related with Krishna on a spiritual platform. So we do have that. We're part of Krishna. We have a relationship with Krishna eternally. And that's a fact. On the spiritual platform, that's a fact. Now, second point is, whether someone likes it or doesn't like it, believes it, doesn't believe it, you know, is accepting or isn't accepting, it's universally true. It's just expanding that first point that way. It's an A, B. We're conscious or unconscious of that fact, it's a fact. And the nature of that relationship in the present moment has to do with how strong or how connected on a conscious level, how connected are we with that? It can be very strong, it can be very weak, it can be, you know, ignoring it altogether or running away from it. But it's nonetheless, so this is still the first point. It's there. Second point is, for those of us that are not pure devotees, that's all of us, to some degree or another, that relationship is broken. We could say covered, but in practical terms, it's broken. In the pure devotee position, that relationship is called prema, prema bhakti. And anything other than that, it's a degree of brokenness. That's our condition. So that's an honest acknowledgement. Third point, what's chanting or japa or kirtan? It's a expression of a desire on our part to heal that relationship or improve that relationship or become reestablished in that relationship. We're expressing specifically, even in the Sanskrit, the three words, Hare and Krishna and Rama, they're in the vocative. No, we're not Sanskrit scholars here, but there's passive and ablative and thisative and dative, and this is invoking, it's calling, like Hara becomes Hare, and then the name. So we're addressing Krishna, and Prabhupada has taught us the meaning is we're asking for service. In terms of the discussion that we're speaking now, it's we're asking, we're calling, and we're expecting that Krishna is responding. It's like a prayer. When there's prayer, it means there's somebody on the other side that's hearing the prayer. And so we're calling or chanting Krishna's name in the vocative. We're anticipating, or that it's because the name of Krishna is not different, there's the response from Krishna. We call Krishna response. So then on the conscious level, to what degree are we interested in that relationship with Krishna? How far do we want to build that relationship with Krishna? You can give, you know, different range of answers to that, but what's the, going back to this avyalika vrata, the without some motive, so to what degree is there, like, you know, I'm suffering, or is there something that I want, as opposed to in the less selfish degree or more pure degree, we want to be in relationship with Krishna. But in relationship with Krishna means whatever Krishna wants. So it's on Krishna's terms what Krishna wants. And then we want what Krishna wants. That's a serving relationship with Krishna. Krishna wants and we want. And then we do some service, that is to fulfill what Krishna wants. Or how much do we want things to be like that in our relationship with Krishna? Then another point is consciousness is a moment-to-moment thing. Our free will is a moment-to-moment thing. We can say to someone that we're in a relationship with something and then withdraw that something. Or we can do the same thing with Krishna. It's a conscious moment-to-moment free will thing. So what the Sanskrit word here is sankalpa. What is our expectation in that relationship over a period of time? To what degree is there consistency and continuity and steadiness in that desire in our relationship with Krishna? Another very important point in this whole exercise is it's somewhere along the path recognizing the problem in the relationship is something from our side, not from Krishna's side. Like, you know, we broke the relationship. Like, not like Krishna said, get out of here. And whatever it is that caused that breaking of the relationship, there's some reason from our side why we broke that relationship. In the language of, to take and put it in modern context, with conflict, mediation, and resolution, that whole approach, or counselors, they start with the premise, although it may not be like right up front, it's a premise of counseling or mediation, that there's some violation of both sides. You know, it's all over. If there's some mending, there's some acknowledgement from both sides that some mistakes were made. But in our case, it's not like Krishna made a mistake in our relationship with Krishna. The realization is there's some issues on my side with Krishna and I take responsibility for those. I'll share something that, that Ravindra Srup Prabhu shared just to add the human interest element. When he was a new very new devotee, he was introduced to Krishna consciousness when he was finishing his PhD at the University of Pennsylvania. So that was like very, it's an Ivy League school, it's a very respectable service that he was doing, and he asked Prabhupada should he continue or not, and Prabhupada told him to continue. And he was married when he was in that stage of finishing his PhD. So one time Prabhupada was visiting in Philadelphia, and Ravindra knew that Prabhupada liked to meet with government people and educated people and, you know, VIP type people, along with spending time with the devotees. He appreciated some opportunity like that to help, you know, those would-be Brahmins to become more brahminical, or would-be Kshatriyas to be more, you know, religious, more Rajarshis. He wanted to help influence the direction of society in that way. So Ravindra described he was Prabhupada in the room, and then his PhD professor, the one that was guiding his PhD program, was invited to meet with Prabhupada. And as soon as the niceties were exchanged, Mr. So-and-so or Dr. So-and-so, and this is Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, the first thing the man said, he said, was, Swamiji, how is it that you're a gentleman and a learned person too, learned in Sanskrit and so on, how can you worship someone who's a debauchee like this? And Ravindra felt like, oh my God. I've invited this offensive person to come before my spiritual master and insult him, not knowing that his professor would speak like that. Without any moment of discomfort or anything like that, Prabhupada immediately turned it around and said, my dear Dr. So-and-so, it is not the Krishna's or the debauchee, you are the debauchee. And went on to describe that, why he said that. He said that in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we find that Krishna has two energies, the eightfold external energy and the para prakriti. So in relation to his energies, they're all Krishna's energies. And you're claiming that this energy, your wife, is your object to enjoy, but it's actually Krishna's. So you're the debauchee. Krishna is actually married to every one of these living entities. There's his energy. You are the debauchee. That was how the discussion started. And Ravindra said from that point on, he just short-circuited. His mind went blank. Because first it was offense to his spiritual master that he orchestrated. And then next it was Prabhupada was saying that one who is married, religiously married, is also a debauchee. And Ravindra was thinking, I'm married. And I'm certainly not thinking I'm a debauchee by being religiously married. You know, I love my wife, and we're practicing Krishna consciousness nicely together. But Prabhupada just said, I'm a debauchee. So he didn't know how to process that. He said he was up all night long in one of those things, because it went deep, because he had such reverence for Prabhupada, and he didn't say it specifically about him, he said it about this man, but it applied it equally to him. And he said, fortunately, before Mangal Arati, he got this, because he was up all night long pining over the whole issue, he realized that what Prabhupada said was right, that his consciousness was not, this is Krishna's part and parcel, and my relationship with her as my wife is together were to serve Krishna, I was thinking, she's mine, and, or to be enjoyed by me, or together we will enjoy, and Krishna wasn't in the picture in that relationship. Not in some gross manner to be enjoyed by me, but in a, you know, the standard way everybody thinks. So, he said it did two things. It helped him very, very much understand how to have a more Krishna conscious relationship, and by seeing this other person so close to him in his life, throughout life, in a more Krishna conscious way, and it also, but on a deeper level, helped him understand that it's a fact that he has some issues with Krishna. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in the material world, with or without a wife. Anyone that has a material body has a material body because we have issues with Krishna. So at some level, at a deep soul level, we have our issues with Krishna while we're chanting Krishna's name to become nice devotees of Krishna. We have issues with Krishna. And self-honesty will say that. And so it's one of the reasons why the mind wanders, because it's not really that we want this relationship with Krishna entirely, because there's other things that we think we want. And there's an obstacle. And his name is Krishna. Because we want to be the enjoyer of Krishna's. What is to be enjoyed by Krishna? So the breaking of the relationship is from our side. And as we go along, next point is, as we go along in devotional service, we become enough purified that we can slowly start to identify what our issues with Krishna are and how they manifest themselves in terms of how we deal with life. Competition with Krishna, resentment towards Krishna, anger towards Krishna, something towards Krishna. And then it manifests in some other types of ways. And as we get those realizations, there's some degree of, as Ravindra was saying about himself, you know, he felt a lot more humble about himself. He had a lot more of a spiritual sense of what being humble is about, too. Then there's some like super appreciation of Krishna. Although we have these attitudes, issues, and behaviors towards Krishna, Krishna is unchanging. Krishna is that kind of dear friend that he never turns away from us, even we turn away from him. In fact, Prabhupada once described that that's what super soul is. We by one means of communication or another, let Krishna know I'm out of here. And I have nothing to do with this relationship again. I'm gone. But Krishna hides himself within the heart of a living entity as their dearmost friend, observing all of the deeds, and still remains our friend. Until that point when we can again turn our attention to Krishna, and then there's no need for super soul within the heart. Krishna is before us directly. Like with Dhruva, he was meditating on super soul, and suddenly that impression of super soul disappeared, and there was the Lord standing before him. Just as he saw within his heart. And not only Krishna maintains his position of friendship, unconditional love for us, he sent so many agents, representatives, resources for us to make that journey back. Even we're in this, you know, rebellious, or at least moderately rebellious spirit. So those, that recognition, and this is, these are some realizations in the process of chanting. Humility. To start with honesty, humility, gratitude towards Krishna. Gradually, this loss of self, or abdication of self, or concealment of self, or deception of self. We have this phrase, in denial. Someone's in denial. So there's something going on, and that person who has this problem, everyone else can see it except that person. That's called in denial. So we have those things to a certain degree. But progressing in a relationship with Krishna fueled by the desire to be in that relationship with Krishna, then this self-honesty unfolds more and more. We can stop being in denial and start being acknowledging of blocks, things from our side, not from Krishna's side, that has interfered with that relationship. And so progressively, symptoms of humility and honesty. And the two go very much together. Humility and honesty. Because they're both from the spiritual platform, if they're properly based. And this is the method of dissolving false ego. That is the power of devotional service that can dissolve false ego, but we must want to be in that relationship with Krishna in a genuine way. Say the same thing in a slightly different way. To the degree that we are being honest with ourselves and honest, you know, with our the deeper self, that is, the problem is over here, not over there. And I do want to restore that relationship with Krishna, and so then a more complete sense of self-honesty and a more complete sense of our realization of Krishna will grow. So there's our sadhana practice that helps us do all of that, specifically in the form of chanting. I want to make one Bhagavad Gita reference in relation to all of this. Chapter 13, texts 8 through 12. These are verses where Krishna is describing, on the one side is knowledge, items of knowledge, and on the other side is ignorance. Over and over and over again, Prabhupada taught that the root cause of suffering is ignorance. And the antidote for suffering is knowledge. But knowledge doesn't mean like, you know, get 6 PhDs. Knowledge means amanatvam adam vikvam ahimsa shantir arjavam. So arjavam is word for word is simplicity. Prabhupada, in his explanation in the purport, it's just one sentence. It's the opposite of duplicity. Well, you're straightforward. You're honest. Prabhupada writes, simplicity means that without diplomacy, one should be so straightforward that he can disclose the real truth even to an enemy. Like he would, you know, explain. You know, a brahmana, if a burglar comes to their home, then the burglar says, oh, my dear sir, where do you keep all your money? I'm a burglar. He discloses where he keeps his money. Because he's, even it may mean he may lose his money, but he is, in principle, He can't be but straightforward. No duplicity. It doesn't mean, you know, put a sign on your door and say, this is the combination to our safe. But one can't have that capacity unless one comes to the spiritual platform. So there's something that we're relying upon for our safety, our well-being, our security, our happiness. And that's Krishna, our relationship with Krishna. So our chanting of the holy name is to help us accomplish that. Can you take the drum away for, you know, the rest of the... Okay, thanks. We'll have kirtan afterwards. One of the things that happens, this is personal, one of the things that happens when we have japa retreats, at least the structure that Satchinandan Swami has set up is following the lines of our acharyas. It's important when we're undertaking something that you have an explicit intention. Like when there's a Vedic yajna, at the very beginning of the yajna is the pronouncement of the intention of the yajna. Sankalpa. So when undergoing this japa retreat, he encourages everyone at the beginning to state their intention. At the end, there's a sankalpa ceremony to drive that understanding more deeply. So the first time I went to a japa retreat, I didn't know what to expect. But I was real excited, really given a lot of anticipation to the event. And when it came to the question of sankalpa, what is your intention? I didn't have to think about it. It was very clear. It was right at the front of my consciousness. I want to establish more deeply my relationship with Krishna, go more deeply in my relationship with Krishna as the holy name. It didn't just kind of popped out. I wasn't, but that's a message that I was just sharing here, that our practice of Krishna consciousness in terms of our topic of self-honesty is to become, to repair that relationship with Krishna, the broken relationship with Krishna. And you have to really want to repair a broken relationship to repair a broken relationship. Certainly from Krishna's side, he's more than willing. But from our side, how willing are we? And how conscious are we of that's really what it's all about? All those things that I mentioned. We've got our issues. So, like Jai Jagannath's question earlier, if somebody takes up the process and it doesn't right away happen, whatever that means to them, then we need to look at what their expectations are and look at themselves. So what I thought we could do is maybe hear from you a little bit what I just expressed, see what if it makes sense or resonates, or some discussion on this topic. And then we could spend some time chanting with some of these thoughts in mind, exploring our relationship with Krishna a little more consciously. Any thoughts on this topic? Yes?
I'd just like to share appreciation of the point you made. Your language I particularly like,
the language that you use is that our progress in our relationship with Krishna is fueled by our, I don't know who's the word eagerness, but I put here, eagerness to be in that relationship. And many times, this is a problem, we're driving a car, but it doesn't have much fuel in it. And then we ask why I'm not making any advancement. So there is a problem with our eagerness. I mean, this is what I'm getting from the note that I said from that.
Okay.
There's a problem with our eagerness. So this seems to be discussed, how to increase our eagerness for the relationship. And not just the fruits of the relationship. People are interested in the fruits of the relationship.
Yes.
More than they're interested in the relationship.
Yes.
That's the progress also.
And that's what this, that last point is immediately what connects with Lord Brahma. Mm-hmm. His penance wasn't to get something. Motivated that I, you know, it was. Unmixed with intention. Just think about it. But you know, if there's somebody that comes around and comes around and comes around, and there's this sense of, they're not interested in me. What are they interested in? What do they want from me? It's not me, it's something. They want something. No, they don't want a relationship. They want attention, or they want something, or something. And it's certainly not as inspiring as somebody that just wants a relationship. Whatever happens. And when that kind of exchange is there, besides it's so much more satisfying and meaningful, the level of dialogue and emotional exchange that takes place is so much, you can go so much further with it. Yes, bring it on.
I just thank you so much. I don't know how to put it in words. I'll try. So many years of chanting, and it's only natural that all this, what you described about this self-honesty and concealment of the deception of the self, all these things, it arises, it comes in your mind as you continue chanting. You want to be really honest and you want to be there with Krishna. And yet, there are these, Krishna is on one side, he is elusive, and we have our own obstacles which makes us, one day we are there, almost as though you feel, you know, you are reaching, and then there is, then you go away from that. It's not that you are really not there. You really cannot put your fingers on it. And so it just really makes you wonder, you know, sometimes you are close to Krishna, and yet you know Krishna, you are nowhere there. And this goes back and forth, and there is that faith in the holy name, and we continue chanting. So how will we even get a sense of it, that we are making any kind of a progress, you know?
Well, I wondered where the question was going to come. The struggle is one part. Well, Jai Jagannath's remark that there's the positive and the negative, and the positive side is using the word eagerness. How much hankering are we for that relationship is a measure of our advancement. So let's say we're down in the valley, hankering for that relationship. We're somewhere between, we're at the top of a peak. How much are we hankering for that relationship? That's the measure. Eagerness, in Rupa Goswami's language, is the price we have to pay. And then the other side is the waning of anticipation of happiness from some material contact or of this particular configuration. That's happiness. The less we're invested in that as a determination of what is happiness. It's a measure. Your question was, what's a measure? So there's a measure of how we're making advancement. Your question leads into the other thing I wanted to speak about also, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's definition. And even in these words of Bhagavad Gita, the simplicity, or just I'll give an example of at one of the japa retreats I attended, Mother Rasi Gya, what she shared at the end of our 64 rounds. Mother Rasi Gya is a wonderful Vaishnavi. And just to give some idea, she shared this, because I had forgotten it, but when she and her husband, Mohitaksha was her husband, they were married, when they started coming to the temple, and we had this policy at the temple, if you wanted to move into the temple, so they were married, they wanted to move into the temple. To move into the temple, you had to come for 1 month straight, from Mangal Arti until the evening Arti, and to do full-time service, and then we would consider having you move into the temple. So they did it. They rode the subway to come to the, you know, bowels of Brooklyn, and attended Mangal Arti every morning for a month, and finally, you know, they proved their sincerity and they moved into the temple. So with that kind of sincerity, she said when her anticipation in coming to the japa retreat was to just get a deeper taste for the chanting of the holy name. After all these years of chanting, I still don't really have I don't feel I have what I should have as a taste for the holy name. So at the end, she described what her experience was. So she was fired up. And she said for the first, 50, 55 rounds, it was downhill the whole way. He said, just like practically right from the very, very beginning, she was feeling, it just came to her mind, all the bad things, the hurtful things that she had done in the course of her devotional service. And one thing led to 10 things, led to, you know, just, she was continuing to chant, hoping for a taste in the chanting of the holy name, feeling how many mistakes she made and people that were hurt, and she even mentioned some of them. And she was just feeling crushed. And then it just kept going. It didn't let go. She was struggling against that feeling, but it kept coming more and more and more, and finally she said it was like Draupadi. I just threw my hands up in the air and said, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda." And then she felt all of a sudden the whole experience changed. It just, Krishna lifted her up. And it's some, like, feeling-wise, it was some of the most intense spiritual feelings she'd ever felt in her life as a devotee. But then there was this realization as that was happening, that's not the essence of Krishna consciousness. The essence of Krishna consciousness is the relationship with Krishna. And it was, this other was some purification, not like, okay, now it's gone completely, but some purification for the regret, intense form of regret for how what she had done had caused pain and hurt to other people. That's Vaishnava, that's purification. But it's also part of our relationship with Krishna that looked like painful because her anticipation was a taste for the holy name, and it was that wasn't what was happening, but it was necessary to get that taste. And so the real thing is not just what I'm feeling. It's the relationship with Krishna. And her eagerness for that relationship with Krishna. It was powerful. I can still remember. You know, as she was describing what pain, you could feel her pain. She's an actress. She's a talented, gifted actress. So we were about to cry with her as she was describing. But then Krishna came and just lifted her up. So then it was some appreciation. She was thinking of the Shikshastakam verse where you can do this or that. You can crush me with your embrace. You can trample me under your feet. You can leave me brokenhearted. And she was saying, I knew that I wasn't there, but I was appreciating that verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. Because what the essence is, the relationship with Krishna. So that means, you know, going back to what I was describing, our issues are often on some point of selfishness, not our relationship with Krishna. And that's part of the issue that we have with Krishna. It's all about us rather than we're servants of Krishna. We're part and parcel of Krishna. Our happiness is Krishna's happiness. We have an issue with that. We've fallen out of love with Krishna. We've broken our relationship with Krishna. So to get to that is just the argument is to get to that. Once again, we accept that as an ideal. And then get a greater sense of clarity of what that is. And what's standing in the way is not Krishna's eagerness on his side. Yes?
Which makes me ask another question. Even if you come at some point of time, a breaking point like that, is there like once you reach that breaking point, will there be, because the modes are always acting and so many environmental factors, so many things are happening. So, you know, we are not in that steady spiritual platform. Will we progress from there, or is it like once we experience something like that, is there still fallback, or is it like...
There's still hills and valleys. It's not exactly fallback, but there's still hills and valleys. Sure. It's like Maharaj pictured that once having had that experience, you can never forget. But it's to come to what's required practice-wise, sadhana-wise from our side is, going back to something that I spoke earlier, it's just being very clear what it is that we want. And even with Swati's question, at least how I responded to it, just being able to go back and refresh, refocus, grow even in our sense of what our goal is. Spend that internal time to be clear what our goal is. Know that Krishna is accepting to the degree that we're very sincere. Krishna's love is there. And, you know, our covered condition is keeping us from fully experiencing that. And take that in these other terms, as your role play did. There are other resources that Krishna has sent, and they're carrying also. And even though we may not be recognizing the degree to which they care, that's there also. And there are moments of greater realization. There are moments of being more covered. But we're growing in that relationship. It's the sincerity that Krishna's, let's say, the sincerity of Rasagya that Krishna was reciprocating with. He gave her what she wanted and more. That was a taste that she had never experienced. There was a purification that she didn't anticipate she would have to go through to get that taste. But then there was more. That's not just the, you know, what I am experiencing. I'm still in the center in that case. It's, you know, the relationship with Krishna, my service unto Krishna. That's the essence. And yes, one can waver from that, but not forget it. Even hearing her say it, I can't forget it. It's very, very profound.
The false ego, in combination with the three modes, is the basis of everything. And so, the subtle body, when it's stated that the subtle body is composed of mind, intelligence, and ego, is that really false ego, or is it a different thing? That subtle, the ego, which is part of the subtle body.
I'm not sure. Are you saying, is it what it is? And the answer is yes, it is what it is.
Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, forget if it was fourth canto, somewhere I was reading that mind, intelligence, and ego. Prabhupada didn't write it as false ego. He said ego.
Okay. There's a real, the real ego, Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses this when it comes to the process of surrender and Atmanivedana. There's the false ego, and then there's the real ego. And the real ego is, it starts with Aham Brahmasmi, I'm spirit. So that's a positive of who we are, that's a sense of who we are. Or Mahaprabhu elevated it, not just I am Brahman, but I'm the servant of the servant of one who is the servant of Krishna. That's who we are, that's ego. That's the sense of who we are. So there must be, we're not impersonalists, so there must be a sense of who we are. Positively, that's ego. And that's who we are. We're Krishna's eternal servant. The servant of the servant of the servant. That's who we are. And the false is a covering of the real. Is that all right?
Okay.
Not having an ocean of audience participation today. Okay, maybe I'll have time to do the other part that I had intended. Yeah?
I have any question. I was just trying to get a chance to think for everyone. My first question is, how do we come to describe multiple kinds of spiritual service?
Yeah.
One of them being deity worship. So in terms of that eagerness for our relationship with Krishna, is it very helpful to worship the deity? I mean, all of our acharyas have done it, have their mostly, have their personal deities, and it seems, does this help in that eagerness to in that relationship with Krishna.
We're glad to give you some service on the altar, if that's what you're looking for.
I'm looking for concepts right now.
Well, I can say yes, and I can also say but. In my case, I've done very little deity worship. In Prabhupada's case, he did not so much deity worship when he was a small boy, but that discontinued, and it's not an area where, you know, he referred to others. He sent disciples to go to others who were proficient in deity worship for things, you know, procedures and so on. So, yes, but the most important is the Shravanam Kirtanam portion. There was a Bengali man, let's see if I can remember his name, Sukamal Roy Chaudhry, was a congregation member of the Brooklyn Temple. And he described very fondly, in fact, before I went to Mayapur, I heard his description, and when I went to the place where he was describing, it matched his description exactly. At the house of Nandanacharya, or at Madhavabodhiwath, the place that's just down the street, he would go there, and Prabhupada was there. Because he, you know, there was no ISKCON center. He would, sometimes when visiting Mayapur, would go there, as well as at Shantipur and some other places, Chaitanya Bodhiwath. And the Vaishnavas would sit around and discuss, from time to time, would discuss Krishna Katha. And he found that amongst those persons who were discussing Krishna Katha, that Srila Prabhupada was, it wasn't, you know, Srila Prabhupada then, it was Abhay Charan Das, that he was particularly relishing spiritual topics, discussing spiritual topics very deeply and very relish, with great relish. And Srila Prabhupada commented about himself that his qualification was his eagerness to hear. When others would come and go, he would stay and hear. And for that reason, now I'm able to speak. That eagerness to receive through that medium. So that the process of deity worship is one of the five, and it particularly mentioned in the second canto purports, it complements the hearing and chanting process very nicely. Of the two, it's the more important, hearing and chanting. So it adds a complement. It's one of the five. I might speak differently if I personally had gotten more involved in deity worship than I had, but I was like so immersed in preaching activity there was no time. I wasn't feeling I'm missing out. Anyone? Okay. Yeah. Yes?
Sorry, I kind of...
Process, okay.
Yeah. One thing that, like, questions and suggestions at the same time is what can we do, like, between now and Wednesday such that You're welcome. Facilitate your discussion more and maybe help judge a discussion with that.
Right.
Just a group here. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things that you've been mentioning about just keeping a relationship and making sure that all the relationships that it's very closely related to, like, self-honesty and pure relationship, you keep bringing it up. And so, what is something that we can do?
I can think of a few things. One is in terms of just chanting between now and Wednesday, get a little eagerness barometer and see how eager am I for a relationship with Krishna when I'm with Krishna in the form of His holy name. How important is that to me? And let that be an indicator of where I may need to give some attention, like, you know, in a very personal way, and perhaps even chant with that intention and see where that takes you. What does that do with your focus and your attentiveness and your feelings towards Krishna and towards those in relation to Krishna? That's one thing. Another thing could very well be a little journal between now and Wednesday, and particularly because Jagadananda took you through the exercise of what are some of the, what was the word, not obstacles, but barriers to self-honesty, and spend some time with that and see where there's some, you know, where they are, introspect and see where they are, and what are some things, just by being aware of it, the distance that I am between self-honesty and where I am, just by being aware of it, how that might help, just that in itself might help, and what that feels like. Maybe, and then following that, some expressions that are more with integrity rather than self-deception. It's subtle, maybe too subtle, but it's something that perhaps a little journal like that. If it's, you know, for some reason, I don't know what the reason is, there's not a whole lot of dialogue here, but if some of that sharing could take place, that would be nice. I was thinking, because it just has the, you know, the silence, the deafening silence here is maybe it would be easier some kind of written exercise where there's time to think about it and express more privately or whatever the reason is. Maybe some kind of exercise like that would be helpful. Something? Yes?
I was wondering how, like, I feel connected to my teachers and my spiritual master, but when I chant, I just can't chant with feeling. I just don't feel that connection with Krishna. So, like, how do I establish that?
Tell it to Krishna. You know, you're in your relationship with Krishna. It's not like Krishna has to, you know, jump hoops and front and center. But is establishing the relationship. I wish this to be there, and it's not there. And please help me. Please show me. Please bring me closer to you, and in the form of your holy name, because this is our means, our principal means, and these other sense of things. So with that, it doesn't have to be like a long string. You can put it into some compact little essence and carry that with you into the chanting of the holy name. Yes, Reggie? Yeah.
You were mentioning that humility and honesty and gratitude towards Krishna and like and not being in denial of both, they're all very important things to
yes.
focus on.
Yes, yes,
yes. A clarification, can that gratitude be even towards teachers and
oh, yeah.
athletes?
Because it's ideal to see resources in relation to their source, where they came from. They're sent by Krishna. It's all part of a grand orchestration to bring us again to Krishna. Because from our side, we're showing a little interest, and Krishna is reciprocating a ton. So it may be a lot easier for us just to see, you know, what's proximate. Like, you know, little kids. And not seeing, you know, the bigger picture. So that's okay. We can grow according to, you know, our stage of maturity, but it's good to know that it's coming from Krishna. It's Krishna's reciprocating. It's part of Krishna's loving relationship. Does that address your question? Okay. Yes.
I wanted to know, how does our even as far as Sri Krishna play out in our devotee exchanges or manifest in our devotee exchanges? One student asked me this. I was saying that, you know, devotees more worshipable than Vishnu himself or Krishna himself. And he said, well, that makes my focus played out. This is his comment. Am I supposed to do worship Krishna or worship the devotee? And there seems to be some type of Mayavite thinking creep in where you... I don't know if I'm expressing it exactly the proper way. I'm trying to express it the best way I can. We give so much focus to Krishna that our devotee exchanges become practically nil. And then we know it's pleasing to Krishna, so we serve devotees, but we do so in a very technical manner, not in a very hard...
These are problems just because we're immature. And, you know, it's not a shame on you for being immature. You know, it's just part of the stage of becoming mature. We have to pass through that. There's a stage where we didn't even think about Krishna or think about devotees, and now we're trying to put the whole thing together. What I think we'll do is, I'll respond to your question, we'll spend some time just now just chanting japa together. But I prepared a little, two images. One is a concentric circle image, so it's, I don't, your projector is not, anyway. At the center is the soul. And then there's, of course, at the center of the soul, within the heart of the soul, the super soul. So it's implicit. Super soul and the soul. That's our spiritual essence. And then there's, that's us, and then there's the persons who are directly spiritually guiding us on a spiritual plane, relationships on a spiritual plane. And then family and, you know, the concentric circles go out. And if we direct all of those other relationships unto Krishna, then it amplifies. They all amplify one another. There's no dissonance, although there's diversity or variety. And another image is a Venn diagram. So all of you know what Venn diagrams are, right? Because you learned it in school. You know what? Okay. So three. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, taken directly from Brahma Samhita. This is a preview of tomorrow. There's mental, social, and I think the third is in relation to duty or work or something like that, obligation. And they're overlapping on the central one, the soul, but so each extension that we go out has, it's something that makes up the life of our devotion. So there's the social part, and that's the Vaishnavas primarily. Then there's, of course, we do things with those that aren't, but we don't have intimate relationships with non-devotees. We have intimate relationships with the devotees. But we see those devotees in, going back to the other diagram, with Krishna at the center. If we're not seeing the Vaishnava with Krishna at the center, we're not seeing the Vaishnava properly. If we're seeing the Vaishnava in relation to Krishna, we're seeing the Vaishnava properly. It's not a conflict. There's not a conflict. It's pleasing to Krishna, and therefore, we do what's pleasing to Krishna. But, it's like, do we eat eggs? We can't offer to Krishna, so we don't eat eggs. We have the utmost regard of service to the Vaishnavas, because it's pleasing to Krishna. It's not Krishna disappeared. There's no conflict. Like once Prabhupada was asked, is it okay to pray to Krishna? Because would we be jumping over the spiritual master to do that? Is it okay to pray to Krishna? And Prabhupada just laughed. He said, how can you think of Krishna separate from the spiritual master? How can you think of the spiritual master separate from Krishna? It's not a conflict, either or. It's not a binary function. But thinking in not a mature way, one may think, oh, either or. And in a mature state, there's not either or. You can't think of a Vaishnava apart from Vishnu, because a Vaishnava means in relation to Vishnu. And that which is in relation to Vishnu, just like this discussion of from your interaction downstairs. All these wonderful resources that are helping, it's to connect with Krishna. Including the chanting of the holy name. It is. The holy name is Krishna. And so we want to make all the elements conducive to that. Our relationship with Krishna. Okay, we'll chant a little bit. We have about 10 minutes. And there's some beads over there. If someone didn't bring their beads. Look. One of the exercises at the Java retreat that hardly anybody here was able to attend in Giranagari was an exercise that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, three stages of going more deeply into the holy name. And he made it really simple. One of the stages was very simple. It was an appeal, much like this thing that I read to you before, that the chanting of Krishna's name is vocative, it's calling. So, call Krishna's name, the way that Bhaktivinoda Thakur put it was, Krishna, please accept me. Just to keep it really, really simple. So, that the meaning of that can be, for our purposes, I broke the relationship. Now I'm asking that you, I'm appealing that you mend from your side, you help me to mend that relationship. So it's, just to keep it simple, chant with that meditation, Krishna, please accept me. And try to chant like that from your heart. We'll chant together. If you don't have peace, you can chant on your fingers. When you have peace, that's attached. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna,
together to be meaningful. At the same time, I don't want, so if some feedback thing were to be requested, I should honor it, and I just don't see how I'm going to have the time between, you know, now and when we're together again to put much into it. Unless it's just done for self-benefit. Maybe I'm not sure whether to make some requests like that or not, so I'll just put it on hold. I'll say what the schedule says. I have it with me. Yes. I'll look at the schedule, discuss a little bit, and I'll send out a little, you know, what we're going to do, tentatively, what we'll do on Wednesday morning. The topics include Bhaktisiddhanta's thoughts on simplicity of heart as a cornerstone to self-honesty, or to be a Brahmana or a Vaishnava of real substance, simplicity of heart. A holistic look at this, you know, Brahma-samhita, Bhaktisiddhanta's, you know, how do we connect self-honesty with our physical needs, our emotional needs, and our social needs, and stay centered with self-honesty as a Vaishnava. Jagatananda will spend some time with you again on relationships, as far as self-honesty, how that connects with relationships. Schedule some time together again for japa. I want to spend a little bit of time on the peer association topic, connecting what Krishna Smarana spoke about and this topic. Talk a little bit about the buddy system that kind of got started and take a little look at that, review on what that is. Where should that go forward? Okay. Yeah, another is taking assistance from those, from more mature devotees in the matter of self-honesty. Being able to be honest enough to take a look at feedback that you receive or assistance that you receive and grow with it. Those are some of the topics. Put together in a schedule form and send it out. You can be a little bit prepared. Okay. Thank you, Krishna.